Hey, what's up, guys? Malcolm Stewart. You're listening to an MX Vice post-race podcast presented by Seven.
Anthony Rodriguez, GP of Lombardia. Considering what a disaster yesterday was, I feel like today was pretty good. You moved forward each time, showed good pace, and got some solid results.
Yeah, definitely. Like yesterday, like you said, was a nightmare. You know, having a two-weekend contract only, I wanted to show a lot, and it didn't play out my way. I had a lot of bad luck. It wasn't actually a lot of my mistakes. I had a good start in the qualifying race. Sorry, I forget what I did because it's so different to US. I got to remember. But yeah, I started about maybe 14th. I was maybe 12th by the time I was in the third turn, and there was a big pileup, and I couldn't get away from it, so I went down, and then I got up. I started, I think I was 36, I remember seeing on the pit board. I was working my way through the pack. I remember seeing 21st or something like that, and unfortunately, somebody swapped out next to me in the rollers, and he took me out with him. Kind of hurt my neck a bit. I got up, went for a lap, and it was hurting too much, so I decided I needed to save myself for today. And unfortunately, I had to stop the race, and like you said, it's terrible for the starts today since I always started dead last. But considering that, I was happy I gave it my 100% all the way to the last lap. I did get tired. I've only ridden the bike four times, and before that, after Supercross, I didn't have a bike to ride outdoor. As you know, I did it all by myself, so I didn't have the money to go and buy a bike for outdoors. And when I finally got the help from PH Extreme at home, they loaned me a 450. I had to drive to Miami, and so I literally only rode four times after the Vegas Supercross, and then came here, rode another four times, and went straight into this madness. So I was a bit tired, and so I'm a bit satisfied as well, because I know there's a lot more to give in the tank, but I'm definitely not happy with the result. There is a lot more to give, but considering how things played out, it was pretty decent.
Are you putting a lot of pressure on yourself through this time? Obviously, like you say, it's a two-race deal, and if it goes well, you could stay on. One race is gone now, so you've only got one more to prove yourself.
Yeah, I did put a lot of pressure on myself. As you know, money is not something that I've got a lot of. So fortunately, with the way things are playing out in Venezuela, my parents can't help me with $1 nothing. The things over there are pretty sad with the civil war and stuff. So I have to take care of myself and everything pretty much since 2009 when I moved to America. So things have been rough. So it means a lot to have this opportunity, and I obviously want to take the best out of it, because I know I can have a good future if I have good people surround me. And I know I've got the talent. It's been difficult lately to put in the training because I haven't had the money, like I said, and I haven't had the amount of times riding a bike that I wanted. But yeah, put a lot of pressure on me Saturday. But the team helped me on releasing the pressure for Sunday, and I was a bit more loose, and it was a better day for sure.
Would you be open to an MXGP deal in the future? Because I feel like you're a pretty good Supercross rider, so would you want to give that up?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm also a really good outdoor rider, to be honest. It's just, like I said, the preparation hasn't been there. For Supercross, I only had 3 weeks of riding, honestly, and I came into it pretty good. I was seventh until the last round. I crashed out, couldn't finish, so I finished ninth. I'm doing it all by myself, privateer completely, with not even a mechanic, really. He's a retired racer who was really just helping me a bit here and there. It was pretty amazing for me to do that with as little as I had, but yeah, I would totally be open to doing it. I do know that my style fits better the 450 bike. Last year, I only had 2 weeks of riding the Kawasaki, and I was able to get a top 10 in the AMA. So 450 would be a better chance for me on outdoor. Supercross, obviously, 250 be better. But I do have another year for the FIM 250, so we'll see how things play out. I love dirt bikes, so whatever I can get, I'll do so I can continue to race.
Were you a bit disappointed when you got dropped by Star and no one else picked you up? Do you feel like maybe you were like given up on too soon? Obviously, that team has a bit of a reputation for doing that.
100%. Supercross, I got sixth, 1 point from fifth on my rookie year, pretty much, because the first year I got injured, so all I did was six laps in my first season. So the second season was pretty much my rookie year, and I got sixth. Then going into the first outdoor, I got fifth overall, so I was pretty good. And then, unfortunately, in a public track, some kid just was getting outside the track, and he went from side to side, just crossed one lane. And unfortunately, I completely hit him, and it was a pretty bad concussion, so I was out for a little bit. But when I came back pretty strong and stuff. But they had already made their mind on Alex Martin, so they did give up on me. And unfortunately, my year, my contract finished in a year that nobody else's did, so I was a bit stuck. No team needed no riders, so it was a last minute second that I got with that Kawasaki satellite team. So again, it was no preparation whatsoever. Just pretty much get the bike a few weeks before Supercross and do the best. So pretty much what I've done has been out of heart and raw talent. But if I get another opportunity again and I'm able to do the proper preparation, I know people are going to know what my real potential is.
Speaking about the MXGP series as a whole, is there one thing that maybe stood out to you and one thing you prefer about the American series or format?
You know, it's a lot different. The AMA is every time it's on Saturday, so it's a bit quicker. The tracks get rough on a different way, so everything is quite a lot different, to be honest. I did like the starts on the grid. I think it makes it more even for all of the riders. There are things that are better here, there are things that are better there, but overall, they're pretty similar. I think the hospitality here was probably better with all the hospitality trucks, and, you know, they really do take care of the riders here, so that's pretty good. But again, I can't really talk because I've only been on one team in America. Maybe other teams aren't the same way. But I'm pretty happy with the both, to be honest.
And going into Portugal, it's a track that probably should suit you more. The weather will suit you. It seems like it's a good place for you to shine. What do you think you can achieve if everything goes well?
Well, I definitely want to get a top 10. I think I've got the talent. I haven't been truly prepared for this. It's everything last second and preparation hasn't just been there. But with a few more days of riding, it should be better, and Portugal is not as sandy, so it should be better as well, because I am a bit of a heavier rider. I weigh 80 kilos, so here in the sand I think like I was slacking on a little bit power only because I was going deep on the sand. So I think that the disadvantage won't be as big in Portugal, and it's a dirt that I'm really familiar with, so hopefully I can do the best ride of my career there.
And finally, have HRC kind of hinted at what you need to do to carry on with the team, a certain result or anything?
No, obviously, to be honest, we haven't really talked about it because I didn't want to put some extra pressure on myself. And obviously, probably they didn't want to do the same thing. So they probably just have their eyes on me and they're expecting something. I don't know what it is, but we'll see by Portugal if they're satisfied with me. I'm definitely going to be riding my heart out in practice and races. I'm going to be giving it 110%. And hopefully things play out my way.